As the humanitarian crisis in Gaza continues, the investigations into Israeli military conduct during its 22-day siege on Gaza are beginning to wrap up, with the first round of results trickling in. The United Nations has two official investigations, one established by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the other initiated by the Human Rights Council. A handful of special rapporteurs have concluded their investigations for the Human Rights Council and have presented their findings to the body. UN Special Rapporteur Richard Falk says Israel's decision to seal off Gaza sets a dangerous new precedent.
This effectively denied to all Palestinians in Gaza the option of becoming refugees. Such a war policy should be treated as a distinct and new crime against humanity.
As expected, the Israeli delegate to the Human Rights Council rejected the legitimacy of the council and alleged that the entire UN system was anti-Israeli. But Special Rapporteur Richard Falk said the statistics spoke for themselves, noting that over 1,400 Palestinians were killed during the 3 weeks of fighting, while a much lower death toll of 13 was reported in Israel during that same period.
It's suggestive of the one-sidedness of the military encounter and provides a basis for challenging the legality of initiating a military assault with modern weaponry against an essentially defenseless society.
Back in New York, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is waiting for the conclusion of the investigation he commissioned, which is examining the attacks on UN facilities and personnel in Gaza. The Secretary General is under mounting pressure to resolve the current humanitarian crisis in Gaza and ensure his investigation is transparent and trusted by all sides. Tuesday, Mr. Ban's spokesman said the Secretary General expects to receive a final report by the end of this month.
He'll review the report. And at that point, he will decide what further action to take, whether it includes, as you've mentioned, transmitting it onward to the Security Council or other member states.
But some are asking why Mr. Ban has not made better progress on getting the Israelis to relent on their seemingly endless blockade of Gaza. The Secretary General traveled to Gaza some 2 months ago, where he promised that he would find those responsible for attacking critical UN aid facilities. 2 months, and many are left to wonder what Mr. Ban is actually doing.
Both on the ground and here, we continue to press for improved access. The access has improved a bit over the last week or so, but certainly we are looking for more to be done.
While the UN continues to try and get humanitarian aid into Gaza and collect crucial evidence, a UN special rapporteur was able to verify a disturbing allegation made during the 3 weeks of fighting. UN officials now say IDF soldiers used an 11-year-old boy as a human shield during their incursion into Gaza. Mike Mazzocco, Press TV, United Nations.